Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 19, 2026. Let's start with the stock market today. Tesla shares dropped over 3%, falling below the $400 mark. This decline followed a 2.9% dip on Monday, signaling a reversal from a recent rally. The sell-off came after Tesla raised prices on higher-end versions of the Model Y by $500 to $1,000. Sparking investor concerns about demand and margin pressure. Despite the stock decline, Tesla delivered 358,000 vehicles in Q1 2026, up 6% year-over-year, with revenue reaching $22.4 billion, up 16%. In other news today, a Tesla Cybertruck owner in Texas was arrested after intentionally driving his vehicle into Grapevine Lake to test what he believed was the Cybertruck's water fording capability. Police say the truck became disabled in the water, and the driver was charged with operating a vehicle in a closed section of the lake, lacking proper boat registration and water safety violations. This incident adds to a growing pattern of Cybertruck owners taking Elon Musk's claims about the vehicle's water capabilities too literally. Musk had previously stated the Cybertruck would be, quote, waterproof enough, unquote, to cross rivers and lakes. Moving to autonomous driving, Elon Musk reiterated his prediction this week that unsupervised full self-driving will be widespread across the United States by the end of 2026. Speaking at the Smart Mobility Summit in Tel Aviv, Musk said he expects AI to manage 90% of all driving miles globally within 5 to 10 years. However, Tesla's current robotaxi fleet operates with fewer than 40 vehicles across only Austin, Dallas, and Houston. The company did recently receive approval to begin testing in Arizona. Tesla also rolled out FSD software version 14.3.3 this month, which includes a 33% speed increase for the actually smart summon feature, raising its top speed from 6 to 8 miles per hour. The update also introduces a new live streak counter for intervention-free driving. However, an earlier May update, version 14.3.2, drew criticism from some users who reported issues with lane changes and navigation routing. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.